Okay. Welcome to everybody. What I'm going to show you is an example of how to implement an interactive job platform for public administration using Phosphor-G technologies. The main aim of the project was to redesign the oldest version of the spatial data infrastructure of Veneto region, that's a region in Italy, from a commercial software to another kind of technology based on the state of the art of Phosphor-G. So it was a complete change of vision. They've asked us to do that because the X technology was not so good. It was really, it was not open, of course, and it was not possible to modify that, to improve that, to update that. And they've asked us to enhancing user interaction and interfaces. So the project was, of course, founded by the region of the Veneto region, managed by this Italian company called Engineering, and was developed by and implemented by us, by Genesis GIF. We are an international holding company based in Italy, but we operate in the geospatial sector at worldwide level with a lot of different projects for the main international agencies such as World Bank, European Union, and so on. The requirements for this geoportal was basically the provision of a single point of access, single web job platform where all the data sources could be archived and shared with all the user. The control of all data sources from the territory of the Veneto region is quite big, and they have a lot of different little organizations, and all of them are responsible for a little piece of data. So they needed to have a central management for that, but as well to have the possibility to control all the different kind of data sources distributed on the territory. They also need to have a simple way of managing the access to the platform. What we provide as innovation was first the main one was the possibility to create interactively different web GIS applications without any code development, so something that was really easy for the geo-platform manager to implement for different kinds of domain, like land use, web GIS, or cycling path GIS, topography, aerophotogrammetry, web GIS, and so on. And some other innovation was about, as I was saying, the monitoring of data lifecycle. So the data lifecycle was really a mess. So we tried just to organize all the different steps from the acquisition of data from the different single distributed stakeholders to the final approval, which was centrally managed by the platform manager. So, and we developed a module for the management of all the steps of this data lifecycle work. We've also created an interactive web editor for creating metadata based on the Italian metadata profile. It's called RNDT, which is based on the ISO 19135, the international. And of course, the interactive configuration for the user access. We did that all based on a modular approach. So we developed different modules for the Geo Platform, Geo Portal, WebGIS, Data Lifecycle Module, Metadata Catalog Module, the Access Management and statistics for the access to the platform. The two main modules are GeoPortal and WebGIS. GeoPortal module is the point of access of the platform, which allows to launch all the other models, such as MapViewer, all the MapViewer application, so all the WebGIS modules, different WebGIS modules, the metadata catalog, and so on. The GeoPortal module also allows the manager to defining, configuring the layout, like logos, fonts, and colors, and so on. And the publication of the content, like news about the GeoPortal, or polls, statistics, and different kind of information. The GeoPortal model also provides general services like data download, the conversion and transformation of the coordinate systems, data search, and so on. GeoPortal model allows to launch all the different web GIS. Can be created, as I said, by the system manager without any development for the different domains that was needed. So, some examples, the GeoPortal can manage pages, articles, news, multimedia, themes, logos, layout, or for the configuration of the general content, and also provide different services. The download services allows the users to download layers, documents, geodetic points, digital terrain model, all the special data which are archived in the GeoPortal. The types of data or download are, can be static or dynamic, meaning static or like some data that are already pre-prepared by the system manager, or they can be dynamic. That means that it needs more time. And they can be synchronous or asynchronous when, for example, when we have a huge amount of data, which need much more time than the normal download. So the user can be advised with an email. Some other services are, of course, the coordinate transformation. In Italy, we have different kind of CRS, and the main we use the main ones. And as I said, from the GeoPortal, from the main GeoPortal module, the user can access to the different web GIS MapViewer application. And the system manager can configure the WebGIS modules and the WebGIS and the MapViewer application, just combining different components like maps, data catalogs, the coordinate reference system. We just like very interactively. It's just a matter of clicking on a button or just choosing the type of components that is needed, and in 5 minutes, the data, the system manager can provide to the user a new WebGIS, and that's one of the, we think that's one of the greatest improvement that we have provided to the public administration of Veneto region. Of course, we the data manager can also define which are the rights for any kind of user, the roles, the functionality that are allowed for any user, the permission on data. So can be really fragmented, can be really, the system manager can really define in a very specific way the access for any users to the platform. And then after the configuration, the WebGIS application, the MapViewer application are available to the user according to the roles and to the permission the administration, the administrator has defined. And the map viewer are, of course, composed by the usual components of a map viewer, like the maps, the catalogs, different kind of widgets, reference system, and so on. Like that, really easily. Some functionalities can be configured also by the system administrator, like some widgets we provided to them, like the use of parallel maps, meaning that the end user can see different visualization for the same area. 3D visualization. It is also possible to edit any kind of data. This is another one. This is another widget for calculating the route from point A to point B, with the possibility to add some stops and so on. Another really important module is the data lifecycle management. With this model, it is possible to have, at the same time, the possibility to manage all data lifecycle with a central management, meaning the data manager can see all the workflow, but at the same time, each step of the workflow managed and by different stakeholders. And different stakeholder as the responsible for any operation, for any step, and for any kind of data. The different steps are which are defined with our clients, so with Veneto region, are just visualized and shown in this schema. So after the data loading from the distributed stakeholder, so meaning from a different territorial data sources, they are just uploaded to the platform, and then they together with the metadata, and then they are published in a stage environment, meaning that the data manager or the system manager can see before the publication in the production what's inside the data. Data are validated, metadata validated by different users, and of course, normally the data manager, and finally, data is approved and can be published. And this is managed by a specific module. All these steps can be monitored by a single dashboard. For each data, the authorized user can see the status of the progress of the data workflow. Okay, these are all the metadata can also be not only uploaded in different formats like XML and so on, they can also be created interactively online by the users, and they also can be validated using the Italian metadata standard profile. In this way, we can be sure about the data, the metadata quality. Okay, metadata, of course, can be searched. Another module, so we have seen GeoPortal module for the general content, WebGIS module for creating new MapViewer application, metadata catalog for managing and creating new metadata. We have the access management module for creating and modifying new users and the rights of the users to execute some functionality, configuring different kind of roles. And also we can define for each role which kind of data can be accessed and can be edited, can be downloaded, and so on. Finally, the last module is a module for monitoring some statistic of access to the platform, like from where my users are opening some sections of the platform, how many click in a day, how many downloads, and so on. These are a little example of all the logs and the charts that are provided by the platform. Finally, the architecture and involved technologies. So DBMS is based on PostgreSQL. GServer is GeoServer. The metadata server is a free open source software from Azure. As in GeoPortal server. Programming languages and libraries are Java, JavaScript, HTML, so on. OpenLay, of course. We have used WordPress for the CI CMS. Pickwick for the statistics. This is the cluster of GeoServer because, well, was quite complicated because we have used, as you see, 8 slaves for the high reliability of the server, because it's quite big, as I said. Veneto region was really for Veneto region was really important to have 24 hours, seven days a week this the server online. And final conclusion, like a little summary, we have we have introduced the following improvements for compared to before. We have done the provision of an integrated data management. We have simplified the management of the portal, and of course the creation of thematic JS. The interaction is better now between the all the different stakeholders on the territory for the data production and for the maintenance. Data lifecycle now is completely monitored using atomic steps linked to different responsible. Data quality is guaranteed right now because each stakeholder is responsible for data, and now, even in the Veneto region, they are using the open source software, so, and that's a good thing. In Italy, the use of open source software is really enhancing and improving, especially in the northern part of Italy. And of course, yeah, now is the all the international standards like OGC, metadata ISO 19139 they are respected. And that's it.
Thank you for your presentation. We still have 2 minutes for questions. Is there a question from the audience?
Thank you for your presentation. I will know a little bit more about the technology that you are used for make your portal because so my second questions, did you create a package so your portal could be also available as an open source SDI.
Well, we are in the development of that. I mean, this is the next step. Right now, the modules are they can mutually interacting, but we trying to just detach any modules from the other in order to have different packages that can be combined together. We are in the process of that. Before the end of the year. But that's the main configuration, the main thinking on the base of this implementation, to have different modules that can be combined together.
Yeah, if it's a short one last question.
Do you already have an idea about which license will you apply to the software package?
Which kind of license?
License, software license.
Yeah, you know, maybe I can answer since I was one of the developers of the platform. Well, the fact is that the platform was shipped to the Veneto region, so now the future of this platform depends on what the Veneto region wants to do, because everything was requested to be explicitly requested to be open source. Now we are trying to push the Veneto region to publish the whole infrastructure on some repository and also decide which is the appropriate license for this. So, I mean, I don't know in other countries, but in Italy it's difficult because everything that is that concerns public administration is takes some time. But we would like to have this as open source downloadable software. So, if any of you want to have this platform, should they get in touch with us or with the Veneto region directly and ask for use?
Okay. Hypothetically, it's open source, but as Andrea said, we have to wait for the public administration to allow us to put that in a public repository. That's the way it's working.
Okay, thank you once again. I would also have questions, but I think we can do this later on.